is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 68 degrees now. President Biden returns to disaster zones today for another look at destruction left by Hurricane Helene.
A day after viewing the fury of Helene by air over North and South Carolina.
You can see homes that have moved from, clearly from one side of the river down the river to another side of the river.
President Biden travels today to Georgia and Florida.
In a moment like this, we put politics aside. At least we should put it all aside, and we have here. There are no Democrats or Republicans, only Americans.
The president says 1,000 active-duty soldiers have been deployed, helping deliver food and medicine to cut-off communities. Rebuilding will take a long time, he says, at a cost of billions of dollars. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There was a gathering Wednesday at Wichita State University to remember the lives lost in the 1970 football plane crash in Colorado. 31 people died when one of two aircraft carrying members of the football team and boosters crashed into a mountainside. Nancy Grooms Rawls and her brother lost both of their parents in the crash.
We were so lucky to have parents that we had and what they gave us and left with us. And it has kept us going, and we hope we bring what they left to us in our lives and the lives of others. So we're grateful, so grateful.
WSU has a scholarship available dedicated to those who lost their lives in the crash. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty says the number of homicide cases in the county that are awaiting trial is the lowest since pre-COVID.
The pandemic caused a backlog in the county court system. In 2021, 126 homicide cases were awaiting trial. That number didn't drop much in 2022 and 2023 when it was 124 and 108 respectively. But the number dropped further this year, from 95 cases in January to 81 in August to 75 right now. Beatty commended DA Mark Bennett and his office, the sheriff, along with the court system, in resolving the issue.
That's an alarming number, but there is progress being made in moving these cases through our court system. And I think that we need to give some credit where credit is due for that.
Despite the drop, Beatty says having 75 homicide cases awaiting trial is still jarring. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Tens of thousands of dock workers walked off the job Tuesday in a strike that has shut down all major dockyards on the East and Gulf Coasts. Fox's Brooke Taylor has more from the Port of Houston.
With negotiations stalled, dock workers are not letting up on the picket line.
Make the deal!
The port strike is costing the economy up to $4.5 billion a day, according to economists. 36 major U.S. ports stretching from Maine to Texas are currently shut down. And because of this, many of the cargo ships that usually deliver goods to East Coast and Gulf Coast ports are now stuck offshore. The National Association of Wholesaler Distributors, along with 300 other trade groups, are calling on President Biden to take action.
President Biden could invoke a 1947 law known as the Taft-Hartley Act to suspend the strike. The president has said he will not intervene in that strike. Several Kansas universities are experiencing increased enrollment this fall. Wichita State and the University of Kansas are both setting records. WSU says 23,800 students have enrolled, which is the largest number recorded. KU says nearly 31,000 students has surpassed the previous record set in 2008. They also now have the largest freshman class. K-State saw a 2.8% increase overall, and their freshman class is the largest in the last 6 years. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07. 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday morning. An equipment failure caused an internet outage affecting the Kansas Turnpike Wednesday. This left customers unable to access the Drive KS website or pay tolls online. Officials say the problem will be taken care of once the internet provider makes repairs. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey has taken immediate action to impose a wide-ranging gun law.
The new law bans untraceable ghost guns, makes illegal weapons attachments such as bump stocks and trigger switches that allow rapid fire, and mandates live fire training for those seeking a gun license. The law was passed in July and set to take effect later this month. Governor Healey invoked an emergency preamble to thwart gun rights groups gathering signatures that could have stopped the law before its October 23rd start date. The law will also not allow people who aren't cops to carry guns in schools, and it expands red flag provisions, letting courts be alerted to someone whose gun should be taken away. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Fox Business's Jerry Willis has details on the financial strain a breast cancer diagnosis can cause.
New research showing that the financial burden of breast cancer is not only creating economic hardship, but also resulting in worse outcomes for those in treatment. 3 in 5 people who are diagnosed with cancer are faced with financial hardships like taking unpaid leave, losing health insurance, or losing a job. Even simple things like traveling for treatment can make care unaffordable. Bottom line, doing what you can to make sure your wallet isn't devastated by cancer means getting screened. Treatment costs increase with the severity of the diagnosis.
The American Cancer Society reports breast cancer-related deaths are decreasing while diagnoses are on the rise. Vaccination rates are slipping in young children.
The percentage of kindergarten children receiving their vaccination requirements dipped to just under 93%. That's according to federal data posted this week. The number represents a drop from the previous 2 years and a more than 2% drop from pre-COVID numbers. The data also shows the number of children with exemptions from the vaccination requirements rose for the 2023-2024 school year. Overall, the data translates to about 80,000 kindergartners not receiving the mandated vaccines for viral infections such as measles, mumps, rubella, and others. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
So far in traffic, things are actually looking pretty good out there. Just a little bit earlier on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, I did spot some heavier traffic here and there on the highways. Right now, we're seeing some fairly heavy traffic westbound on K96, right around Oliver, between Oliver and Hillside. So watch out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Another cold front is on the way, not quite moving through before we hit our afternoon high, which is going to be pretty hot out there for this time of year, getting all the way up to 92 degrees. Expecting more sunshine today, too, with a south breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now clear skies, south wind at 9 miles per hour, 61 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now, 6:11. Another sunny day across south central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 86 degrees yesterday. Normal high is 77. And the Wichita precipitation total now 7.97 inches below normal. Just under 8 inches below normal as the drought continues. On this date in 1912, the longest dry spell in U.S. history began in Baghdad, California. They went without rain for just a shade over 2 years, 767 days to be exact. Yeah, that was in Baghdad, California. If you're watching the stock market this morning, Asian shares mostly lower after the U.S. stocks edged toward recent record highs at levels. On Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow closed up 40 points, NASDAQ up 15, S&P up a fraction. And this is the third day of October. And on this date, in 1990, West Germany and East Germany ended 45 years of post-war division, declaring the creation of a reunified country. 1970, we went back to only one Germany. Quite a day in history. Of course, Germany had been divided into four pieces of pie after World War II, as everybody wanted to get their share of what was going to go on there. Earth will have a temporary mini-moon for 2 months. The mini-moon is actually an asteroid about the size of a school bus. When it whizzes by Earth Sunday, it will be temporarily trapped by our planet's gravity and orbit the globe, but only for about 2 months. The space rock was first spotted in August by astronomers in Madrid using a powerful telescope located in South Africa. It won't be visible to the naked eye during the 2 months it circles Earth. It will part ways with Earth by the end of November. Good morning, Ted Woodward. I guess we could...
Isn't it amazing that we know that?
We know that.
Telescope. Smart people know that.
I guess there's a telescope. They've got one in South Africa that can spot it, but otherwise we won't see it. Hurricane Helene has left millions without electricity and phone service across the southeast in the days since making landfall, and now many people are relying on old-fashioned ways of communicating. In one North Carolina town, local leaders are updating residents at meetings in the town square. They just have an informal meeting in the town square.
Well,
message boards list the names of the missing. The death toll from the storm is at least 189 now, and many people remain unaccounted for, and probably will for a while longer. Third day of October, and let's see, this is Steve and Ted's show number 5,774. 5,774, Ted.
Are you sure? I thought we were in the 6,700s.
I'm sorry, six, what did I say, five?
Yeah.
Oh, no, six.
You're 1,000 off,
yeah,
man.
See, I've got it says six, right?
I remember every one of those 1,000.
I misread it. Yeah, 6,774.
6,774.
Yeah, I thought I was going back to the future there. Having a little problem with our time machine. I've got my Prairie Fire coffee to start today.
Look at you.
We're ready to rock and roll this morning on Thursday. Damn, this week is whizzing by.
I know. I was just thinking that this morning.
Yeah. Great weather yesterday afternoon. Did you get out for a while?
I really didn't. I mean, I took a little walk after work.
That's good enough.
Kind of getting things done and getting home to take in the Royals and the Orioles.
The Royals and the Orioles. Ooh, more on that coming up in a few minutes here. This is day 11 of the machinist strike at Textron Aviation. And we're getting word that Cox Machine is going to be laying off some people or furloughing them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come back when the economy improves. Cox manufactures a lot of parts for airplanes.
Well, yeah, if nobody's building planes,
and
nobody needs any parts.
Example of the vendor level, what's happening with this thing. And, let's go back to work. Get those folks back on their jobs so they can get ready for Christmas. Christmas is coming, and people got to have some money so they can go out shopping, right, Ted? All right, yeah, yesterday we had a high of 86, and today we're up to, 94?
Today we're looking at a near record high.
Man. Summer's hanging on.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hanging on a little bit.
It's interesting that the temperatures are hotter than normal, the highs are, and the lows are lower than normal.
Yeah.
So we're getting some big swings every day.
Well, we were down to 40s yesterday. We're at 61.
Which is well below normal.
We're 61 right now, so... Every day is something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It's coming up on 6:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
All right. Let's go to the Major League Baseball opening round of the playoffs. Yesterday afternoon, the Kansas City Royals in Baltimore taking on the Orioles. A Royals win would get KC a series win and move them on into the next round of the playoffs. Once again, it was a low-scoring, tight game. With every batter matters. Yeah, I mean, when you're not deciding anything by more than a run, either way, boy, every at-bat's important. The Royals had a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the ninth inning. Denny Matthews with the call on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Brings the count down to 1-2, and a swing and a miss, and the Royals are going to advance. So Arceg again gets the job done. The Royals pitching staff just brilliant in the two games. And the guys congratulating one another in the center of the diamond here at Camden Yards. So congratulations all the way around. The coaches shaking hands. The players making a rather orderly little congratulation line as they cross over the pitcher's mound, and the Baltimore Orioles have been vanquished.
And the Royals win it 2-1. They win that series 2-0. The Royals have not lost a playoff series against an American League team since 1984.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I saw the Royals are 27-9 in their last 36 postseason games. And they haven't even had a regular season stretch like that.
Yeah,
they're doing the playoffs. And boy, the Baltimore Orioles continue to scratch their heads. They have lost 10 straight playoff games. And they are eliminated. All right, Royals move on. Next up for the Royals, they will play the top seed in the league, the New York Yankees, in a best of five starting on Saturday evening. So that's next up for the Royals. We have Thursday night football tonight. We get going with week five in the NFL. The first place Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on the road in Atlanta taking on the Falcons. These are two of the top six teams in the NFC. The Falcons are a 2-point favorite at home. Thursday night football, Buccaneers-Falcons at 6:30 this evening, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. College men's soccer. Newman is home tonight, hosting Northeastern State. Both teams are off to undefeated starts in conference play. Men's soccer match, 7 o'clock tonight on the west side. Newman hosting Northeastern State. In JUCO men's soccer last night, Cowley College is ranked 4th in the nation. And they win again. They won at home in Arkansas City to Garden City 3-2. Cowley men's soccer team undefeated in conference play, 6-0-1, and ranked 4th in the nation. Let's go over to women's soccer, where you have a Friends University winning on the road yesterday. The Friends ladies go to St. Mary and win 1-0. The Friends women won 4 in a row, undefeated in the conference, and they have now gone unbeaten in 17 straight games in KCAC regular season play. Another win for the Friends women's soccer team. In JUCO women's soccer, Butler Community College is ranked 6th in the nation, and the Grizzlies won on the road at Barton Community College 2-1 yesterday. The Butler women's soccer team undefeated. They are 9-0-3, and they are ranked number 6 in the nation. Let's go over to JUCO volleyball, where you've got Cowley College, the number one ranked team in the nation, the defending national champs, and they won again, another sweep on the road at Neosho County, 3-0. Of course, Cowley was the undefeated national champion last year. Now they're 18-0 this year, ranked number one in the nation. They have won 59 matches in a row. Cowley volleyball.
Man.
And it was 20 years ago today, the final game ever for the Montreal Expos. They were getting ready to leave Montreal. It was an 8-1 loss at the New York Mets. The last batter ever for the Montreal Expos was a former Wichita Wrangler, Indy Chavez. Trivia for you there. And the final ever game for the Montreal Expos was 20 years ago on this day. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Don't forget, 2 hours from now, we'll have our Thursday morning feature, The Minute with Mitch, with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get his 60-second preview of the next Chiefs game on Monday Night Football coming up with Mitch exactly 2 hours from right now.
Is he going to be with us Friday?
Yep.
He got Monday night game, but he's going to be with us Friday. He's always, preview.
He loves being with us on Friday.
All right.
Yep. So we'll be talking with Mitch tomorrow morning.
Look forward to that.
That is Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. Located in Northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. At what age should a woman get her first mammogram? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
A nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on a Thursday morning, 61 degrees. President Biden and Vice President Harris visited North Carolina and Georgia after Hurricane Helene devastated the areas of both states last week. Fox's Chanley Painter has more.
Several days after Hurricane Helene made landfall, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris made separate visits to storm-ravaged areas. Biden on the ground in the Carolinas while Harris made a stop in Georgia. Harris seemingly responding to criticism surrounding the timeliness of their visits to the Southeast after former President Trump attacked the Biden-Harris administration's response as he delivered trucks of relief aid in Georgia Monday. Harris is also facing some backlash for still avoiding reporter questions amid not only historic storm destruction, but also massive escalations in the Middle East and a port strike threatening economic chaos.
Hurricane Helene is the second deadliest hurricane in the U.S. in the last 55 years, Hurricane Katrina being the first in 2005. Now, the president will be in Georgia today, and the vice president will be in North Carolina in the coming days.
Strikes in the aviation industry have caused a Wichita company to furlough 20% of its employees. Cox Machine manufactures parts for several companies, including Textron and Boeing. The company said that about 56 employees in Wichita and Harper have been placed on furlough. They expect the workers to return when the industry conditions improve.
Dozens of people linked to a Los Angeles area white supremacist gang are nabbed in a federal drug and weapons trafficking investigation.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is touting the arrest, saying the group has been dealt a decisive blow. The gang is said to be linked to the Aryan Brotherhood. 68 members of the gang have been charged. Federal prosecutors call the SFV Peckerwoods a violent street gang. The Aryan Brotherhood is California's dominant prison-based white supremacist gang. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
More than 5,500 National Guard members from several states have rescued hundreds of people and cleared roads across the Southeast in the wake of Hurricane Helene.
Guardsmen mobilized in Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia, with help from the Maryland, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, and Connecticut Guard. Using helicopters, high-water vehicles, and boats, Guard members were rescuing people stranded by flooding from the massive storm that made landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida. Major Mike Wilcoxon with the Connecticut National Guard says they were prepared.
We sent one CH-47 Chinook helicopter along with five soldiers to go down.
Guardsmen also cleared down trees and debris from roads, patrolling hard-hit areas, and distributed food and water. Major Wilcoxon adds that they train for situations like this.
This is something that we look forward to doing. We look forward to helping the states in any way we can, when we can.
More than 370 South Carolina Guardsmen cleared roads with chainsaw teams and supported local emergency operations centers. In Tennessee, Guardsmen in seven UH-60 helicopters conducted search and rescue missions and assessed damage from the air, rescuing 54 people stranded by flooding. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Another cold front is on the way, not quite moving through before we hit our afternoon high, which is going to be pretty hot out there for this time of year, getting all the way up to 92 degrees. Expecting more sunshine today, too, with a south breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And we're looking at a clear sky now, 61 degrees, south wind at 9 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330. KNSS. Today is October 3rd. It was on this date in 1974. Frank Robinson was named the American League's first black manager after he was hired by the Cleveland Indians.
What year?
1974.
Wow, man.
This guy was some kind of baseball player.
Heck of a player.
Didn't
he? One of
the
greats of all time.
I'm going to say he won the MVP in both leagues.
Wow. And
played for the Orioles.
Yeah.
And the Reds, right?
Yes.
Cincinnati, yeah. Just a heck of a player. He was one of the all-time home run leaders.
Look at his stats. He's one of the great players in history.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He kind of gets overlooked.
He does, a little bit.
You know, later in his career, he was a manager.
Right.
And, you know, none of his players knew that he was one of the great players of all time. They all was like, no, it's just another guy.
Well, and he wore it very humbly.
People in the media had to tell him, you know, this guy is one of the great home run hitters of all time. Really? I didn't know that.
Well, unless you just tell them, they're not going to know.
I know.
They're not going to do any studying history or anything. But anyway, he really was. I really just liked watching him play because
mm-hmm.
He'd hit the ball. No doubt about
it. He's one of the elites.
Yeah. California will soon help end the everyday household debate over whether the food in the fridge is still good to eat. Yeah, we debate that long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It goes on forever.
The state is the first to ban food labels such as sell-by or best before under a law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. There are more than 50 different date labels, but the information largely does not relate to food safety. The new law will require the use of best if used by label to signal peak quality and use by label for product safety, which is no less confusing than it was.
Well, yeah, so thanks to the government for that.
It'll take effect in 2026. Misleading food labels are the driving cause for more than 6 million tons of food waste in California.
Well,
in other words, they're not labeled properly or something.
Yeah. But here's what people do. They go to their fridge and they open it up and they smell it.
Yeah.
If it's rank, you throw it out.
Throw it out.
If it still smells all right, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Don't need a government label to tell you that.
Well, if your nose is not doing you, you know, I don't know. In California, they like to help you live your life down to the nth, I think. Well, it doesn't feel like Christmas in Venezuela, at least not yet, even if the president wants it to be. Residents of Caracas, the capital, woke up Tuesday to a towering Christmas tree standing in a popular public square weeks after President Nicolas Maduro declared the jolly season would start earlier this year in the South American country.
Yeah, he declared October 1st was the beginning of Christmas.
Wonder what's behind that. Workers rushed to set up decorations in various neighborhoods, but the mood was far from festive.
Well,
some rejected Maduro's decree for economic or political reasons, while others did so on puritanical grounds. Hey, we haven't even got to Halloween yet, Mr. President.
Anyway. Well, he's a dictator. He does whatever he wants to do.
Venezuela's not really a...
October 1st, it's Christmas.
Yeah, I told you it's Christmas. Now. Oh, okay. 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Despite the upside that occurred Wednesday in the grain futures, our cattle complex traded and closed higher. The live cattle and feeder cattle made new highs for the move, the highest they've seen since early August, and closed with triple-digit gains. There was a lack of price bullish news to go along with yesterday's upside. The daily trading volume for the cattle complex yesterday was very large. Lean hog futures also traded and closed higher. At the close, December live cattle $2.52 higher, $187.70. November feeders $3.87 higher at $248.55. And December lean hogs up $2.15 at $76.75. Now, Chicago and Kansas City wheat futures yesterday had record large trading volume. The wheat and corn scored new highs for the current move up and closed positive. The soybean and soy meal closed on the negative side. Geopolitical risk was one reason for Wednesday's higher wheat and corn futures. Fall harvest is moving along very quickly, and the weather forecast continues to look favorable. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's 3.5 cents lower at 6.15¾. December corn down 0.75 at 4.31¾. November soybeans 8 cents lower at 10.48. November crude oil trading $1.22 higher at $71.33. December gold down $3.20 at $2,666.50. December S&P down 10 points at 5,750. December Dow Jones futures are 23 cents higher at 101.65. And December Dow futures 95 points lower at 42,415. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I don't know what to talk about with you today. I mean, every day we talk about there's no rain, and every day there's no rain. I mean, tomorrow there's no rain, and the next day there's no rain. So, what can we do?
The other thing we got coming up, Steve, is some more heat.
More heat. Yeah, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot today.
Yeah, it's going to be unseasonably warm.
Okay, so what's that doing to the crops right now? They're just kind of...
Well, it's finishing maturing the crops.
Okay.
You know, the corn harvest is over half done here in Kansas. Soybean harvest, it's continuing to mature those beans. In some instances, if some of these beans are a little bit late in the season or a little bit early in the season, depending on the variety or depending on the maturity, the beans, it can sometimes cause them to mature immaturely. In other words, they're not quite ready to fully develop, and this heat's not good for them. So it kind of depends on what stage your soybeans are in right now. But this heat and dry weather is not helping the situation for emergence of the wheat crop going in the ground.
The wheat crop, okay. Well, at least thanks for that report on beans. I knew you knew your beans, but you really do. You know a lot about beans, don't you?
You got it.
Been studying beans all your life, pretty much. Haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think you boys have had enough.
I think we've had enough. Let's get out of here. 640. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. 641, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker, avoiding an inherited IRA tax surprise.
Oh, okay.
Don's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen Ted, KNSS, 645 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things. 1970 football plane crash remembered at Wichita State University.
Two.
Textron, Boeing, and port strikes continue.
One.
President Biden is touring destruction after Hurricane Helene. Three big things, Stephen Ted, on KNSS.
As the traffic volumes pick up right now, we've got a stalled out vehicle. You can see this on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. You want to watch out for this one. Southbound I-135 at 2nd Street. Remember, northbound there, they've got some lanes closed, so watch out there. Traffic update from 98.7 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and hot today. We're going to see a high of 94 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 59. For Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high a little cooler, down to 83 degrees for a high tomorrow. Now a clear sky, south wind at 9 miles per hour. 61 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The federal government is issuing a warning to 3D printing companies about using their tech for illegal purposes.
Fox on Tech.
Justice Department officials are hoping the top levels of the 3D printing industry will help them with a growing problem, using 3D printers to make conversion devices that turn handguns and rifles into machine guns. Fox News took a tour of an ATF facility in West Virginia, where officials demonstrated how pieces of plastic are printed and illegally used to convert handguns and rifles into fully automatic machine guns. An ATF report revealed that in the decade leading up to 2021, there was a 570% increase in the number of conversion devices recovered by local law enforcement. DOJ officials say they will now look even harder for machine gun conversion devices. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco.
Using MCDs is illegal. Selling MCDs is illegal. And being in possession of MCDs is illegal.
With Fox on Tech, David Spunt, Fox News.
At midweek, an up close on Wall Street.
A choppy trading session with stocks struggling for direction and managing to eke out gains as investors continue to monitor the conflict in the Middle East and the port strike in the U.S. Tech and energy were among the best performing sectors while consumer staples lagged. Shares of Nike were the worst performer in the Dow today, falling nearly 7%. The athletic apparel and gear maker delivered first quarter earnings that did beat analysts' estimates while revenue fell but was roughly in line with expectations. The Dow winner, Salesforce, United Health Group, and American Express, the Dow decliners, Nike, Microsoft, and Merck. The Dow up 40 points, the Nasdaq up 15, S&P 500 up a fraction. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:49 now, Stephen Ted in the morning, and time for Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He says, avoiding an inherited IRA tax surprise. That's what he's talking about today.
That's what I'm talking
you're
about.
You're avoiding.
I'm going to help you avoid it.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, an element of the Secure Act of 2019 was a provision that changed how non-spouse beneficiaries were taxed on an inherited retirement account. They call the new distribution method the 10-year rule. Pretty clever. The rule requires certain beneficiaries to deplete the assets from an inherited IRA by the 10th year after the account owner dies. From the IRS's point of view, They've allowed an IRA owner to defer taxes since the inception of the account. When that person dies, they want their darn tax money. That's for sure. But the IRS has a teensy, teensy little heart, so they allow inheriting owners to spread those distributions over the course of a decade. Now, the reason they do that is so that they aren't forced to take it out all at once, which would move the beneficiary potentially into a dramatically higher tax bracket. Think about it. You inherit a $300,000 IRA, and all of a sudden that's $300,000 more income if you take it that year. Now, whether you need the money from that account or not, it is important that you keep an eye on the account and make sure that you have a plan to liquidate the account. Now, I've had a few clients ask me to set up an automated annual periodic distribution of 10% of the inherited value of the account. If they take 10% per year, at the end of 10 years, it'll all be gone, right? Au contraire, Pierre, as the account grows, the 10% will look differently each year, and the tax bill will grow with the account. If the account is substantial, it may hurt you if you skip a year's distribution. Since the IRS does not require taking annual distributions from an inherited IRA under that 10-year rule, waiting till the very last year to empty the account could set up a tax bomb. Now, Roth IRAs have the same distribution provisions, but since withdrawals are tax-free, there's no rush to take the money out periodically over the next 10-year period. It may be beneficial to wait until the very last year. That way, the monies have grown tax-free and distributions will be the same. And, of course, if you have any questions on these, you give me a call over at Saber Wealth or talk to your tax specialist. But number at Saber Wealth is 267-0600.
All right. Going to be a warm day. You going to get outside and run around?
Break? I'm probably just going to like dance around in the sunshine, you know.
Dance in the sunshine.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's sounds good. It is going to be. It's going to be 90s, right?
Mm-hmm. They said. Mid-90s.
My goodness.
Good for you.
That's warm for October-ish.
Today we're celebrating National Boyfriend Day.
Oh, boyfriend.
Recognizing the sweetheart in your life. I'm speaking, I guess, to our women listeners now.
Why are you speaking to women listeners?
All right.
Yeah,
we do that every year.
Like special days for family members, this day dedicates attention to the boyfriends in our lives. Whether the relationship is new or seasoned, boyfriends bring unique meaning to our lives, says the copy that I'm reading here.
Unique meaning.
From out of nowhere. Boyfriends. Are you a good boyfriend when you were a boyfriend? Were you a good boyfriend?
I'm pretty good.
Are you a good boyfriend?
I'm a very good boyfriend.
What is a good boyfriend in your estimation?
A good boyfriend cares about the person that he loves and takes care of that person and it likes being taken care of and buys lots of
I have
candy
a different definition. I think a good boyfriend is a commanding,
just shuts up and
commanding
listens.
Figure who demands his way at all times.
That's
and
that's a good
the other person of, the other person is subservient to him in every way.
Yeah, you'd like to think that that's the way it is in your life. I have a feeling.
I hope my
not.
Girlfriend isn't listening because she's going to clock me.
Well, that's why that person would remain a boyfriend and never a spouse.
That's right.
It couldn't get past
never
that
get past
point.
That one point there.
Yeah, I hear one friend says, "I do what I want, when I want, and how I want." The problem is then all of a sudden his wife steps in and says, "Oh yeah?" And he goes, "Yes ma'am. Yes ma'am.
Yes ma'am.
Yes ma'am."
Well, that's all right. Boyfriend Day. They got to celebrate something. There wasn't anything else much going on today, so that's what I selected. Boyfriend Day.
Okay.
We do have Halloween's coming up. I hope
it
you guys got out and done your Halloween shopping yet.
Haven't yet, but you know, I always say I'm going to do, you know, because sometimes, you know, you want to show up with a costume or something, you know. I always say, oh, I'm going to plan way, 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 way in advance, and then it's like the day before.
When Shelly and I were at Target out west last night.
They already have it.
They've got some, but I didn't really pay attention. We didn't get much past cosmetics. We're trying to get some things like that, and we didn't get over the part where they've got all the – I saw it over there, but I don't think they've overdone it, at least not most of the store. And, you know,
I like to see you hanging out in the cosmetics section there.
Well, I've just got some you know, some
– little touch-up, little blush.
Some soap for myself.
Little bronzer.
I like to use some soap whenever I
get some bronzer to bring those cheeks out a little bit.
Maybe bronzer. Here's a bronzer for you right
be
there.
Like, you could be like Vance and get put on eyeshadow.
Wait a minute.
Or eyeliner.
Did he wear that? Because my wife was talking about that.
I don't know. It looks like it.
Was it guy liner?
Guy liner, that's what it is. I can't say. His eyes are a little deep set, so I could see how maybe his, you know, he had to have a consultant help him bring his eyes out a little bit.
Well.
Boyfriend's day, you know.
And when you went on television every night, did you not have to put on some sort of makeup?
I put on something just to smooth out. It was like a powder based kind of thing. And, well, sometimes I put a little darker, like under the cheeks, you know, because it brings the high cheekbones out.
We viewers noticed that, you know.
I'm sure.
The guy liner, the mascara.
The mascara and the man liner. What is it? Guy liner. I like that.
Okay. And Ted, you go on stage. I know you put on stage makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, probably. It just makes
you, you know, so you can people
half
see
the time
them.
I've seen Ted on stage, he's been nearly naked. So he probably had to put it on his whole body you know, like a bronzer. He probably went in for that spray tan thing.
Yeah, he has to spray it on.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how we got on this subject, but
it's. Well, he was talking about guy
friends. Boyfriend day.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
Boy, how we devolve.
Oh, yeah. Coming up top of the hour news this morning with Steve and Ted. President Biden looking at hurricane damage and a plane crash remembered on the WSU campus. Those stories on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.